With Ross Reynolds, I'm Steve Scherer. This is The Record. Kate Asher has written a very fun book about infrastructure. Yep, how runways are constructed, why bridges open the way they do, what trains do when they round a corner. The Way to Go is an attempt to make engineering, urban planning, and infrastructure scintillating. And it should be. Our economies, of course, depend on it, but actually our lives as well depend on how well a region constructs a levee, how fast a plane safely flies, how quickly a train breaks at a crossroads. The Way to Go, Moving by Sea, Land, and Air, is about how things move around the world. Kate Asher is also author of The Works, Anatomy of a City, and The Heights, Anatomy of a Skyscraper. Thank you for talking to us.
Glad to be here.
This really is a very newsy topic right now because of all the things that have happened in the world. Here we have had mudslides. There's an airliner that disappeared. And it got me thinking, how far should I trust that a runway is built correctly or a railroad track is laid down with my best safety interests in mind?
What is the option? I mean, if the question is, do I travel or do I not travel? The answer is you should always travel because the chances of something going wrong or something not having been done well are infinitesimally small. I can tell you from having just gotten off a 6-hour flight from New York, you don't think about it at all when you're on that plane. You know, there are so many little parts that could go wrong that I think at some point you just say, the odds are nothing's going to happen. I'm going to go.
What did you think about when you were on that plane?
I actually was thinking a lot about the Malaysian Airlines. I was reading a lot about the pingers because in the book I had a picture of the black box, which is actually the red box. And that's, of course, the focus of everybody's interest at the moment.
So there is that black box. There is all the structure that's around that. There was all the structure involved in the autopilot and the information that went back and forth. And yet we're confused about what happened. Was something missing in the systems that we have built?
I guess the thing that was missing was that nobody was actually tracking the trajectory of the jet. The fact that the black box is under, 10,000, 15,000 feet of water and people can't hear it, I'm not sure you can do all that much about that. But the fact that nobody was tracking where the jet actually came down and hit the water seems extremely strange to me since we should be able to track these things easily.
Kate Asher is the author of The Way to Go, Moving by Sea, Land, and Air. What do you think we should know about the safety of high-speed trains?
Ah, that's a really good question. I think high-speed trains are different in different places. They can be very, very safe. I mean, you look at the UK or France or Italy, and they've had very few accidents on high-speed trains. China has not had such a good record lately. So part of it is not just the idea of it, but it's the technology that's gone into it. They built their network out very, very fast, which is always a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, that's been the critique of them compared to, for example, Japan. When you see the Chinese, you look at the Japanese, you look at the Europeans. So we have these three ways that people have explored train travel. Why can't we build a high-speed train system in this country?
Because we have states. It has nothing to do with technology. It's all because governors like to have a hand in how transportation dollars come from Washington to their state, and most of them haven't wanted to embrace the president's idea of bringing high-speed rail to even a handful of states. It has absolutely nothing to do with technology.
You kind of anticipated my question. Your first book was The Politics of Privatization, right? You looked at the way cities deliver municipal services. That includes infrastructure. That includes maintenance. So when are governments the wrong entity to build and manage infrastructure?
Well, I don't think governments are necessarily, wrong or right. I think in some cases they can and in some cases they don't. But typically it's better done by the private sector, but in partnership with the public sector.
Now, why better done by the private sector?
Oh, simply because they're the ones who are closest to the research and closest to, the best practices elsewhere, and also can share things across countries and across cities.
You find that in your own work that the private sector is a little closer to the research that's being done in these various projects.
Well, let me ask you a Seattle question. If the government went into the aircraft business, would you like to fly on a government airplane or would you like to fly on a Boeing airplane?
See, now I reject your premise because I am flying on a government airplane because Boeing gets so much support.
Well, that's a different question. That's my private-public partnership. That is exactly what the right answer is, I think.
You are arguing that government will inherently build a poorer system.
No, I think that because of the pressures on tax dollars and the procurement systems, it inherently will not be the same as what a privately built system would look like.
Except it seems like we need large influx of cash from government in order for most of these systems?
For some of the systems. I think in part because we've, as a country, decided that to be equitable, we need to put rail track that's reaching out to even the most rural of areas, and that costs money. We need to serve by plane certain areas that aren't economic. So I think so long as we are willing to say it's important that transportation reach lots of communities and different forms of transportation reach those communities, we're going to have to support that.
Kate Asher's book is The Way to Go, Moving by Sea, Land, and Air. Why'd you write this book, by the way? Who'd you write it for?
I always was interested in transportation, but I honestly wasn't going to do a third book in this series of graphic books. But my son, who was, I think, 12 at the time, said, you know so much about transportation. It's so cool. Can't you do one more book? And somehow, before I knew it, the book was born.
I knew there had to be a 12-year-old in there somewhere.
and a 12-year-old boy, because, you know, little engineering things are really very captivating to him.
Kate Asher's book is The Way to Go, Moving by Sea, Land, and Air. Thank you.
Pleasure.